7:40 is our time, 51 degrees here in the Tulip City. I am Brent Allen. It is time to check our bowling report on this Tuesday morning. It's the ladies' turn, which means we welcome in Mary Beverly. Good morning.
Good morning, Brent, and a grand and glorious morning it is.
It is, it is. Every day we wake up is a grand and glorious morning, right?
It is. It's just that some are grander and gloriouser than others, right?
Without this head cold, yes, it would be a lot better for me.
It's the season.
That's right,
hey,
it sure
let's
is.
Let's say good morning to all the Heathers out there, too. Okay.
Heather, wherever you are, good morning to you.
These are the high scores for the women, week ending November 2nd. How did we get here so fast? On top, with a 279 game, it's Tammy Newberry from the Four Star League. Then from the Sunshine League, Robin Beanhoven had a 269. Now, the next several scores are coming off from Northland Select, and they would be Diane Walters with a 267, Courtney Garveling, 258, Kim Smith, 252, Sandra Wagner, 245, Deb Dams, 233, Sarah Grahams with a 230. Then I have from the Friday Night Rollers a 229 for Diana Stitt and Lori Kirkland from the Sunshine League with a 226. High Series, Tammy Newberry, 699 from the Four Star League, one pin away from that magical 700. Kim Smith, 653, Northland Select. Then I have Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select with a 639. Robin Veenhoven from Northland Select with 628. Belle Guerrera, Northland Select, 602, and Sandy Garvelink from the Four Star League with a 582. I also have the official standings of the family tournament that has run for the last two Saturdays and Sundays, and I got to tell you, what an experience. I was there. I bowl frequently. And a big thanks to Katie Vintainen and Lynn Bursma for holding this tournament. Junior bowling is alive and well in Holland, Michigan. These kids are fantastic. The tournament is divided into their age groupings, just like their regular league is. And these are the first place people that came in first place. But with this tournament, I think everybody's a winner, adults and juniors both. Senior boys, 15 and over with a female. Tyler DeYoung and Kim Smith turned in a 14.62. These are all handicapped scores. Then the senior boys with a male goes to Virgil First and Jeremy Duran, 15.28. I know Virgil bowled a 700 scratch on that. Junior boys, 12 to 14 with a female. Philip Wagan with Tammy Newberry, 14.77. I had the privilege of bowling with Philip also, and we came in second place with a 14.76.
All right.
With a male, Connor Holtrust and Bill Fay with a 15.45. Then we'd go to what they call the prep boys, 11 and under. With a female, Dylan Barnes and mom Stacy Barnes, 13.88. And then with a male, Dylan Barnes and Matt O'Donnell with a 14.31. Dylan is 5 years old, and this is his first season of bowling, and he did very, very well. Girls, 12 and up with a female, Bridget Morin and Mary Beverly with a 14.06. My partner had to carry me. And then girls, 12 and up with a male. It was Christina Schurman and her dad, Dan Schurman, with a 15.09. Then I have the 11 and under girls with a female, Brianna Fortney, with her grandma, Renee Fortney, 13.32. And then with a male, Alyssa Fortney, with grandpa Pat Fortney, in a 14.14. Again, I will say this is just the most wonderful tournament, and any of the proceeds that were made with 50-50 tickets goes into the Bruce Bursma Scholarship Fund, which is a scholarship fund that goes to our local bowlers who are seniors in high school. They do have to fill out an application form, and it's well-rounded. It's not only bowling, it's grades, and it is community service. It's all based on how these scholarships are awarded. I am going to take a weekend off from tournament bowling, and then, of course, on the 16th, I will be back on the lanes along with a lot of other women from Western Michigan for the Deer Widows Tournament. That begins at 1 o'clock at Northland Lanes, and we will accept walk-ins on lane availability. So if you haven't gotten your entry blank in, get one in, and otherwise we will try to accommodate you. And then it will be the Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament coming up. So lots of tournaments to look forward to.
Absolutely. A lot going on. Mary Beverly, I have a quick question before you take off.
Yes.
Okay, now if I'm bowling and I'm rolling the ball down the lane and my ball goes into the gutter or the channel and bounces back out and takes down pins, is that legal or not?
No. If you are a sanctioned league, that is not a legal delivery. It is considered an out-of-bounds, and you would have to shoot your second ball at a full set of pins, or if it was on your second ball, you could not count those pins, Brett.
Very good. See, I knew you would know that. If you're just playing around for, having a good time with friends and bowling, that's okay, but in a sanctioned league, that would not be legal if it goes into the gutter and bounces back out.
Nope, not a neat legal delivery. As an example, I have had it happen that my first shot, I got a 9-pin count and left a 10-pin or a 7-pin, corner pin like that, and my ball came out of the gutter and took out the 10 or the 7. Cannot be counted as a spare.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, darn. Okay, Mary Beverly, well, have a great day. Thanks so much for the bowling report. We appreciate it.
I'm headed to the woods to run my dog on this beautiful fall morning.
Oh, beautiful morning. Get out and enjoy, okay?
It will do.
All right,
thanks,
take care.
Brett.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. It is 7:48. There you go. You learned a little bit more about bowling today. You got all the scores and all the updates from Mary Beverly. And Jim DeGraff will be back next Monday with the men's bowling report right here on 1450 WHTC.